For the chorus, we'll use a boogie pattern. And while it's similar to the boogie pattern we used to end the first verse, it's not exactly the same. We will still start off with the top string open, twice, 4th fret, 5th string 2nd fret, 4th fret, but then right here I'm going to slide up to the 5th fret, instead of going down to the 4th string 2nd. So that same 3rd finger I used on that 4th fret of the 5th string, I will just slide up to the 5th fret, give it 2 strokes, and then I come back to the 4th fret, then 2nd fret with my 1st finger, and then back to the 6th string 4th fret with my 3rd. So we have this. And then we'll do that again. And then the chord changes to an A, and we'll do the same thing except down a string. So that's the 5th string open, 4th fret, 4th string 2nd fret, 4th fret, slide up to the 5th fret, come back to the 4th, 2nd fret, and then 5th string 4th fret. From there, we'll go back and do the E boogie one time. And once again, using the 5th fret. And then when it gets to the B chord, we do this. This is the 5th string 2nd fret with a down-up stroke, and then open with the down-up stroke, top string 2nd fret down-up, and back to the 5th string open down-up, and then we start a walk down. And that's the 5th string 2nd fret with a down up, open with a down up, top string 4th fret with a down up, then top string 2nd fret with a down up. And then to play the final E chord, we do this. So top string open, 4th fret, 5th string 2nd fret, 4th fret, then we'll go to the 4th string 2nd, then back to the 5th string 4th fret, strike it once, and then come back to the 4th string 2nd fret. So it starts off the same way as the boogie we've been doing. But right here we go to the 4th string 2nd, then back to the 5th string 4th, and then 4th string 2nd. And that's what we do during the first chorus.